10 as a long-term metal worker, manufacturing, slash process engineer guy. I know what you're talking about on the materials. Dealt with a little bit of all of it, from soft copper up to Monel and Stellite and Hastelloy and Inconel and all those fun machining parts, or not so fun as the case may be sometimes.
I don't even allow Inconel in my shop. If it requires Inconel, you need to go somewhere else, because I don't deal with it. It's just too hateful.
Inconel and probably Stellite and some of the grades of Hastelloy. I prefer not to work with, but have had to over the years.
So that's one other thing I need to kind of iron out. It's like I said, I need somebody with a little more experience to be honest with you, it really needs either a hairpin match on it or one of the other type of matches. I can't remember. It slips my mind what it's called. But right now, what I've got, it works really well. It goes together really quickly. And I don't know if you've ever done any direction finding with, a 2-meter handheld, but it's rather cumbersome and cantankerous, and getting it in and out of a vehicle is just a pain in the rump. But the way I've got this thing designed is it just kind of, literally held together with a piece of elastic cord. And you pull the cord off and it all falls into pieces. So, just want to put that out there, over.
And, like I said, I've done box hunts with Mike and Handel and stuff out there at, I can't remember the name of the park out there off the interstate on Lake Hartwell. There's a county park over there. I think it's Anderson County. A lot of fun. And we were using, I don't remember if it was Daniel or somebody else had mentioned the tape measure Yagis. Those were a lot of fun to put together and then actually get it to work. Kind of neat stuff.
That's Darwin Wright Park down there where the Anderson Club holds their ham fest, Darwin Wright Park, KI4LZI. But one he's talking about tonight somewhere over there in Oconee County, but I didn't catch the name of it, so y'all have to contact him, KI4LZI.
But yeah, I'll be on the listen for Mike over here. I'll switch over to we talk to a repeater or something, and catch Mike and see if I can get some more information about when and where and what they're planning on doing. Yeah, they had a really neat fox over there. I forget the name of it, but it was kind of like a tiny tracker, but the little thing fit in a medicine bottle. It was really cool, really hard to find once you were on top of it, once you, homed in on it, found where it was at. It was so small, it was still, you had to really hunt for it. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. Over.
Well, Keith, I think probably what I'll do is, for those that are interested in, doing their own, then I will probably put it up on YouTube, so people can access it and, check it out there. Probably will disable comments, but, it is what it is, and I'm not claiming it to be anything other than that. Over.
Kill
4 NUE. Good, Steve.
Hey, I texted you over a photograph and a description. Did you get it?
Yeah, roger that. I got it.
Roger. Does that look like something we can use?
Yeah, roger that. It's definitely usable. I just want to get it in my hands is what I'm trying to say.
Roger. Now, what time do you get up in the morning?
Well, I'll give you a holler, say, about 3, 4 a.m.
Larry Moore Curley. Yes. Now, if you don't mind, you want me to drop it off at about 8:30 or 9?
Yeah, roger that. Drop it off and let me see, you know, machine ability and what it is. You know, and we'll go from there over.
Well, I can already tell you this is a perfectly machinable piece of material and has a high melt threshold and is very threadable. So I'll go ahead and drop that by there probably about 9 o'clock in the morning. Okay? KO4NUE, KN4VWA. I'm clear. I'm going to bed. Y'all hang in there.
Steve, KO4NUE, 73s. Have a good night.
KN4CHY. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. And I'll still email you and buy one, too. But, yeah, the offer still stands. If you want to put together a PDF, put it on the website, or to email out to folks if they so desire, I'd be willing to do that, too.
Yeah, roger that. So, Keith, if I can get one built and get it in your hands, would you be willing to draw the plans up? Over.
Absolutely. I can even do that off of, I have a long history with napkin sketches and interpreting salesmen and other engineers' napkin sketches and putting them on, official company drawings, so that's kind of what we do. We can do either or a combination of both.
So tomorrow I will be, well, let's see. The next step will be to, the goal for me is to get a process down that requires zero machining and two drill bits and possibly a 2x6. That's a little bit difficult to do because of the way the driven element is set up. If I've got an idea on how to do that, but I just need to actually do it to see if it is doable, with a drill motor and a 2x6 and a soldering iron. I'm pretty sure I've got it figured out, but I want to see that with my own eyes first. Over.
Understand the real world prototype too. So, but yeah, I'll like I said, I'll send you an email. How are you planning on taking payments from? You got a PayPal set up, or is it coming to the club, or how are you doing that?
What I do is just get people that were in a, let's say Piedmont. And there's six of them in Piedmont that, need to get built. Then I'll just go to Piedmont and, meet in a parking lot somewhere and drop them off and take care of it then. Some people like myself, not too good with computers and PayPal and that kind of stuff, So just trying to make it as easy as possible. Over.
Yeah, you just gained a fan with my wife. She's kind of the same way, and I do that kind of thing for a living. So I guess polar opposites do attract. I'll email you and we'll get together from there. My best times, I'm not retired yet, so I still work during the week, but best times for me is on the weekend or evening time. So, but yeah, I'm sure we can get something together.
Okay, well, I'll get it fitted, ironed out, and we'll go from there. But I like I said, I think I pretty much got it figured out. But I just need to test the theory. But Keith, I appreciate the interest, and you know, if anything I can do to help you, I get it straightened out and worked out. I'll send you all the parts and pieces, and you can do your magic over.
Yeah, that'll work. Yeah, and if you end up with not a lot of interest over this way, I could definitely meet you, you know, with a group. You know, like you mentioned Piedmont, I could always meet you over there if there wasn't, wouldn't want you to have to make a trip all the way over here for one. So, you know what I'm saying, I'm pretty flexible on that, too. Anyway, yeah, I'll give you an email here later, and we'll go from there. KO4NUE, KN4CHY.
KO4NUE, and I'll have a 73. Have a good night, sir.
Dude, KN4CHY, I'll be clear and listening for a bit. What do you think, Ken, dear?
Good station in Lindsay, India. KO4NUE, go ahead, sir.
India, Yankee India. Is this Fox Hunt a practice fox hunt?
Is that once we, you know, get all the antennas and, you know, all that still has to be worked out. But just the intent, you know, right now until we get, you know, directionals built and, you know, get the straightened out, we'll move into that. But not exactly sure how that's going to take place. I think there may be a lot to work out there, but that's okay. It's just one step at a time.
If it was a practice fox hunt, yeah, so I just needed to know.
And it'll be practiced to skill development, over.
Good to hear you out there. Good talking to you. Whiskey 4 India, Yankee India.
23s, have a good evening. KO4NUE, I'll be standing by, over.
For NUE, KI4DTY.
Why, KO4NUE, what's up, bud?
What you doing?
Just, you just now getting on?
Getting on. I heard you just chime out, so I wasn't sure if you were going to bed or what, but I'm sitting here editing and realized I didn't turn the radio on.
Hey, buddy, you missed it.
Two more.
Outfit to you.
Go for it.
Right, let's see, here we go. So this is announcement number one for tonight's net. As you are all aware, we have experienced some pretty disturbing interference on this frequency in recent months. Due to the disturbing nature of this interference, recordings are being compiled in order to file a police report in three separate counties with local authorities. The club leadership has also decided to take a bad situation and turn it into an opportunity for the members and the community to benefit and learn while taking a defensive posture in protecting and isolating the interference further. This endeavor is called Operation Phoenix. A directional antenna, codenamed Phoenix, has been developed and several prototypes have been constructed with much success. It can be assembled in less than a minute and can be stored just as quickly. The total antenna cost is around $30 for materials, which can be purchased locally. They will be sold at cost, no profit, in order to educate any willing operator in direction finding, in order to help locate the interfering station and protect our frequency. These antennas are not the best antennas that money can buy, but they will certainly do the job in the hands of a skilled operator. Along with the antenna, a prototype attenuator has also been developed. The attenuator can be built for around $9 with some assembly required. After the antennas have been constructed, training will be provided on the broadest frequency, and in person if needed, in order to educate and define how to use the Phoenix as a directional antenna and to develop your skills as an operator. Kitchen Amateur Radio Society will then conduct a repeater-driven fox hunt in order to hone our skills in direction finding. During this training, the repeater will be placed in standby mode and a volunteer station will transmit their call sign intermittently in order to simulate interference on a repeater. Participating stations will use their antenna to vector in on transmitting station in order to isolate the location of the interference. All stations will report their information over the repeater in order to help develop the location of the interfering station. We appreciate your patience during this announcement and hope that you will accept the challenge and be part of locating and stopping the disturbing interference. All questions or concerns about this decision may be directed to W4DJW, the net manager. All questions about constructing the Phoenix or reserving one can be directed to KO4NUE on QRZ. 73s and thank you.
That is too cool. Well, cool. I'm excited about it. I think that's a great turn.
You missed it, didn't you?
It has been a crazy day, but yeah, totally missed it.
You been that busy?
I don't even know what day. It's Thursday. Yep. So I worked late last night. We're trying to do a new website and trying to get all the information to the designer and stuff. So worked super late on that. And then this morning I was up early trying to head to Asheville to scout for a photo shoot that we have going on, scheduled for May, and we need to go out to Asheville and do some serious scouting to nail down all the locations I was thinking of. So it was good. It was a good meeting with the client, too, and ended up getting home late this afternoon and trying to catch up on work, and then realized that my yard was getting out of control and had to go out there and try to mow before it got too dark, and then came back inside and get back to work.
Yeah, for hell's sake, you was talking about you had been up there in Asheville. You've been up there to that Antique Value Museum up there. They had ties intermittently in QST.
Did not even know there was a place up in Asheville like that. That's pretty cool. What's it called again?
Definitely, I don't have it right in front of me, but they advertise intermittently in QST. They do. And it's up there in Asheville, up there somewhere. Do you get QST? I know, think Chad finally gets it now, but anybody that reads QST regularly, you look back in the classified part of it, you'll see that they advertise in QST, and I've always wanted to go up there, but have never been able to.
Sounds pretty fun. I'll have to check it out. If I get a break when we go up there next time, I'll have to see if I can find it.
Well, could I would sure like to go. They advertise intermittently in QST. Have you seen it in QST yet, Chad?
KO4NUE, Andy, I haven't got my QST yet. They have, you know, told me they were going to send it, but haven't got it. So, I don't know. I don't know what to think. You know, all I can do is complain.
Things have changed. I've been getting it since 06, but that advertises it back in the back part of it intermittently, and I've always wished I could go do it. And he was talking about going up there. He wanted to pay us to look at it when he can. Go ahead, Arlen. KI4LCI Friday.
Talking about is at AB Tech.
You hear that?
IB Tech, correct? Alpha Bravo Tech. It's a community college up in Asheville.
Thank you so much for that info. Yep, I'll have to check it out next time I'm up there and have some extra time.
Because I don't have it right in front of me, but remember all the details of it, and I remembered it was up there. Whoops, pick it up, KI4LCI.
Did you get my text today?
Not sure, Daniel. I've been in the shop all day. I usually leave the cell phone outside because it becomes a distractor. So, I honestly don't know.
I'm used to it. How did the flat stock work?
Don't like it. Don't like it at all. Let me word it this way. If you have a milling machine, it's ideal. But I think the intent here is to, you know, get this in a format that is, I pretty much am pretty confident I've got this down to a drill motor and two drill bits. And I think that's going to be beneficial.
Do you produce another one then, almost like what I have?
Yeah, out of the copper, which was pretty impressive. It all snaps together in less than a minute. And when you disassemble it, you pull the cap off the back of the pipe and everything slides up into the pipe. So, kind of makes it easy to transport over.
I definitely want to see a picture of that at least. I want to see it in person. But, yeah, if you get a chance tomorrow, text me a picture of that. I'd love to see that, how that kind of works. That's pretty cool. So did you get a better SWR reading with the copper?
It was about the same. It took a little bit to get everything. You gotta monkey around with it a little bit. But once you get it in place, and you get things marked, I've been able to assemble and disassemble and reassemble with, the same results. Repeatability, in other words. So that's a big advantage. But you have to take your time and get things measured just right to get that. You have to work at it. And I'm going to tell you, when you put the driven element in, I've figured out that it is easier to go ahead and tune the driven element with no director and no reflector. Just put the driven element in and tune it, or get it, a coarse tune. The second you slide that director in, everything changes. I mean, everything. It's like oil and water, So once you find that sweet spot with the reflector, with the director, and you monkey with it a little more, and you get it the way you want, and then you slide the reflector in. And when you do that, it's back to square one three times.
Did you try it with a second director, or are you still using the single?
One director, one reflector. The thing is that, keep in mind here, the goal here is, it's hard to, I don't even know how to word it. It received so well, you kind of want to cut some of that back. You know, I'm already having to attenuate according to my math, which, you know, my math is not too good. I'm over 100 dB with attenuation, just to get it, you know, get it workable as far as, you know, receiving. But did I send you the video of the attenuator, you know, working?
I saw that the parts where you were putting it together, but that's it. And that's where I had text you after that, after you sent me the what you have put together. But no, I did not receive the video yet.
Well, I built it last night, about finished it up probably around 3 a.m. And just was so tired, I just said, hey, I'm going to have to set this down and I'll see how it works tomorrow. So I got it. And I just went ahead and plugged it into my beam on the house. I think it's a 12 element. And I said, okay, well, let me just see, you know, how this works with the Cushcraft. So I just, you know, turned right over to the repeater. There were some guys talking this morning. And, you know, flipped the switches and it cut, you know, it took full scale down to one bar by the time I got the fourth switch. I did find a cold solder joint. I went had to go back and correct that. That seemed to have fixed things a little bit, and, you know, got it repeatable. So, you know, I'm okay with that.
Okay, boy, Hill's the guy. Here's something in a QST that y'all need to read if y'all can ever get it to read it. The battery antenna, copper versus aluminum. A highly scientific overview of aluminum and copper and how they function as conductors of electricity. It's on page 40, the April QST on page 40. If y'all don't get QST, y'all need to somehow look this up. It kind of goes into the details here about copper versus aluminum and about conducting electricity as with an antenna. If there's any way y'all can get that and read it, even if it's just online, y'all ought to read it. K.I. What else you got?
Well, which one does it say better, Andy? KL4NUE.
Back and reread it, because this is about a month or two ago, but that's the reason why I was telling you about getting the QST. There's all kinds of things for... The more newbie you are, the more there is in here to learn. But it does kind of discuss this here. That's why I wish you could get QST in the other station down there in Taylor's. It would be a good idea if you could get it too. KI4LCI.
Should say copper's better. Whiskey 4 India, Yank India.
Oh, and...
That is, let me make sure I got it. That is what I have learned in the last couple of days. It's, the copper does, it is a little easier to tune. I'm not sure if that matters or that if I am, you know, right in saying that. Just, I've been monkeying with both for the past couple of days. And it just seems like copper just, it fell into place a little easier. It's a little easier to work with. But, you know, I've also, you know, put two or three of these things together. So I'm getting faster and quicker. But one thing that I did notice is that with the, I have one made out of stainless steel that's store-bought. And the copper is takes much more attenuation to get to cut some of the, to choke back some of the receive. And that tells me that the difference in the material makes a difference. Over.
KI4DTY. I believe that somebody was telling you already, Chad, was that the copper should tune a lot better and you should get a better signal.
I've been an antennas out of copper for 15 years, so I've been messing with copper a long time.
Copper has, this here is the real technical stuff about it. Copper has 29 electrons and aluminum only has 13. Therefore, copper is much more efficient because it has more participating electrons distributing the workload before they have to be distributed again. That's what it says, and that's just a part of it. KI4LZI.
R-O-N. ARRL, I believe you can see all the QSTs online if you go into ARRL site.
I'll go check them out. I do check them out periodically. I did order a hard copy, but I hadn't got it yet, so I'm not complaining too much, because I see it online.
Of course, I get the other magazine, and so it's good to go in to see the QST occasionally.
So, let me make sure I got it. Daniel, to answer your question, you're exactly right. But, you know, it's worth testing. You know, it's worth, you know, trying to find out. You know, it's a little bit more expense with the copper. But it's easier to work with. You can move faster with it. And, this is a little bit of a challenge. I'm just trying to figure out how I'm going to I have a wobble head that goes in the middle of the machine, and it's pretty easy to find the center of a round piece of material, and I've got tooling to hold all of that, so it's not too much, it's not a challenge here, but, you know, for those that want to build their own, just, you know, trying to find a way to get the hole perpendicular to the circumference on both sides of the pipe. That's the trick. You know, if you've got a drill motor in your hand, that's easy to kind of mess up. But, you know, you always bend the copper a little bit. It's not that big a deal, but you want it to look good, you know.
Let me make sure I have this. I know what you're talking about. You have the tools and perfect setup to drill that hole straight through. And I think for ease of everyone else, the easiest way to do that is to take basically like a 2x2, drill a hole straight down the length of it, so maybe, you know, cut it 2 inches long, 3 inches long, cut drill a hole through it where, you know, it's pretty straight, and then you can perpendicularly drill another hole, and that hole will line up straight so you can drill through the copper. Hopefully that made some sense.
Do exactly what you're saying. So the next challenge is going to be to get a straight line all the way down the pipe, because you've got three holes to drill, but they need to be, you know, center of the pipe all the way down. In other words, it's easy to drill a straight hole in a piece of flat stock because you can measure from either side to find center. But with a circumference, you know, that's a little bit of a challenge. So I'm thinking the block of wood with a hole and a pencil. And just, you know, or a scribe or some sort. And just run it down the length of the pipe to give them a scribe line. To get your all three holes on the same projection over.
We get what you're saying, where you're coming from. So, but yeah, it sounds like you got a really good plan going. So, I mean, man, I'm happy for you. A little jealous. I wish I could have helped you with it.
But it definitely sounds like you got a good idea and a plan together for that. So you were actually using for the main. Main holder pipe, I guess, is round stock instead of that square, correct?
Like I said, the goal here is to find something that is readily available, that is pretty common. You know, you go to the plumbing section and get everything you need, pretty much. So that's the goal here, you know. I'm not trying to build a, you know, something you can talk to, you know, International Space Station with, which you might could, I don't know. But I'm just not projecting that to be anything other than, you know, what it is. Over.
Going to talk to the International Space Station, just from what I've learned, KI-4LZI, you'd be better off with a circular polarized antenna, not a vertically polarized, but a circular polarized antenna for VHF and UHF. Circular polarized antenna, KI-4LZI.
Bottles one time, putting lights in them and having to drill holes in the bottles. I ended up making a jig. I'll try to describe it on the air. If you take a one inch thick board of about 3 inches, 1x4, 1x3, and take another board the same and attach that perpendicular to the first board, so you end up with an L shape. Actually, you have a V in one side. Then if you pick your pipe, put it in that jig, clamp the pipe down, use a drill press, and you can line up the holes very easily because you can attach the pipe to that jig, which could be the length of your boom, and put that that jig and the pipe under your drill press. You can line up the holes both laterally and horizontally.
Got what you're saying, Ed. That makes sense. But like I said, just trying to find something common and simple that, you know, everybody's got on their tool bench. You know, that's a little bit more of a challenge. But, you know, I think we got it figured out. You know, Daniel come up here the other day and we built one and got all the, what we think to be all the kinks worked out. Or, you know, as far as, you know, the antenna itself, now, you know, production, something like that, that's a little different. But, you know, I think we got it figured out. What do you think, Daniel?
Yeah, I think we got, man, we definitely were scratching our heads, but it was fun and exciting to kind of get some of those kinks worked out. But yeah, you definitely, I mean, you got it wrapped up without me. You did an amazing job on it, so I'm excited to try it out and get to use it. I had to take it apart to get it in the car, you saw that. So when I got home, first thing I did is I put that thing back together, and it went together really fast, so I was pleased.
Well, listen, I'm going to send you this video so you can take a look at it and, you know, let me know what you think. But I'm kind of tickled with it. It's room for improvement, but it works. All right. couldn't believe it. It works.
That video, I want to see it, and I want to see those parts. I want to see how you got it put together, but if I have to come up there and look at it, I will, but that's pretty cool. Well, I'm going to get back to work. I'm surprised you're even up this late, Chad. I know you stayed up pretty late last night. You're starting to keep my hours, so you need to be careful. But this is KI4DTY, and I'll say you 73s. Have a good night.
Have a good night, and videos should be on your phone. So, all right, with that, I think you're right. I think I'm going to call it quits, too. I'm starting to show my tired a little bit. But anyway, everybody out there listening, I'm gonna say 73s. I'm beat, tired, and try to get a little shut-eye. So, KL4NUE, 73s, I'm clear.
Shut up,
KI4LZ. And Tim, make it Whiskey 4 India, Yankee India.
We'll get it figured out. Have a good night, but 73s, I'm clear.